This interview is with Fatima Chauhan, and she is a South African politician and activist who is currently the deputy chair of the South African Human Rights Commission, or SAHRC. Started in October 1995, the Human Rights Commission is a national institution that is committed to promoting respect for and protection of human rights without fear or favor. Fatima joins us on Zoom today to talk about the SAHRC, their plan for a social harmony national effort, as well as her thoughts on Youth Month and why we should be protecting children's rights. Welcome to the show, Fatima. How are you today?
Thank you so much, Yushra, and good morning to all of your listeners.
Starting off, can you please tell us more about yourself and your role at SAHRC?
So my name is Fatima Chauhan. I was a member of parliament for about 21 years prior to becoming a commissioner at the Human Rights Commission. I'm also a lawyer by profession. And when I was a student, I was a student activist. So that's me in a nutshell, Yusra.
How did you balance everything?
Well, that's a good question, with a great deal of difficulty, I must admit. I'm also a mother, and I was a single mother for some time as well. So just like many, many women out there, one has to balance work life, studies, and family life. And I must say, it never goes away, really. So the Human Rights Commission is what we call a constitutional body. In other words, its formation is crafted in our constitution, and its role and function in society was very deliberately created. You must remember, when we developed our constitution about 25 years ago, we were not a country that understood human rights. We were not a country that lived human rights. And certainly this was some of what was intended as we moved into a new South Africa. And so the Human Rights Commission is there to promote human rights, because we understood that many people in our country don't understand what rights are all about. We also have a mandate to protect human rights. So very often, where there are abuses or violations of people's rights, we take the violators to court. So that is how we protect human rights. But most of all, and the most important thing, I think, for us is to create a culture of human rights in our country. And that's, for me, the most important aspect of the work that we do.
So you spoke about taking those violators to court. Why do you think it's important to protect people's rights, especially those of children?
So you are full of very good questions this morning, Yusra. It's important in a society that values its freedom and its harmonious culture. You know, we all need rules. We all live by rules, so whether it's traffic rules or whether it's how to conduct yourselves and so on. But human rights are about the values that we want to see in an ideal society. And there's always, just like a human being, you know, as we develop from being very young children into adolescence, into teenagers, and then into adulthood, there's always a striving to do better. You must develop positively, not negatively. Otherwise, you don't become a successful human being. And this is really what our Bill of Rights is about, but on a national scale. In other words, society must aim to develop in a way that is positive, that is progressive, and that ultimately leads to social harmony and cohesion.
Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to add to this interview?
Well, I'd like to talk about our national effort, which we are planning, Yusra, for next year. And the reason why I want to speak about this is because we think that the youth are going to play a very important part in this national effort. So what is this national effort? You know, currently we are a very young country. Many other countries that we know about around the globe, particularly those that have constitutions, are very old. They are 200 and 400 and 800 years old as countries. We are barely 27 years old. And so that makes us really an infant in those terms. And as any young person, our country needs guidance. Our country needs effort and nurturing. So we have in our society, as you know, a great deal of social ills. We've also gone through a lot of trauma. We've had the COVID-19 pandemic, which was very traumatizing for many people. Many people lost their jobs. Many people lost loved ones. And there's just generally a state of insecurity being felt psychologically as well as in reality. Then we had the July riots last year, which traumatized a great deal of South Africans. And then you had recently the floods in KwaZulu-Natal, where people lost their homes and everything that they own. And we believe that coming through so much in such a short time, our country is in need of healing. And one of the things we've devised is a national effort that will last a whole year next year, where we as individuals start reflecting on how we can attain a more harmonious society, a more cohesive society, how we can learn to understand each other, but also deal with some of the social evils in society, whether it's abuse, whether it's racism, whether it's gender violence, whether it's violence against children, whether it's children who are abused by their parents, whether it is alcoholism, drug abuse, etc. All of these terrible things in society, we would want South Africans to talk about and dialogue. Particularly our relationship with violence is something that we stand out in the world as being one of the most violent countries. And we think that children would have a lot to offer in terms of the way they see the future of the country. And we would want children the length and breadth of the country to participate in our national effort, to talk about some of these issues and to contribute their ideas to ensuring that this national effort is a success. And one of the ways in which we think young people would do so is already start thinking about how can we make society better? What is this caring society that we want to achieve in the future? And how can we as young people contribute to it? I would like to see young people sending us, as the Human Rights Commission, poems, essays, drawings about this ideal South Africa that we want to live in.
Thank you so much for joining us and speaking to us and just informing us about this SAHRC and also speaking to us about why the youth is important.
You're welcome, and all the best to you and RX Radio SA.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.